Hi, this is Susan Taney and Kathy Poblowski from Lost Dogs of America radio podcast. 4th of July is the busiest week of the year for us. Even though you don't think your dog will go missing, accidents do happen. Each dog owner should have a plan in case it does happen to their dog and family.
So, Susan, I like how you said that. Accidents do happen. And don't you also find that dogs change as they get older? Like, you know, dogs that may never have been bothered by fireworks in the past may all of a sudden this year be very frightened of them.
Yes.
So I think that there's sometimes some people, you know, take it for granted, or they get overconfident thinking that, oh, well, my dog's not afraid of fireworks, so I don't have to worry about that. And yet, you know, and so they don't take the precautions that they need to. And then they have, you know, and then their dog goes missing.
Correct.
But what we wanted to talk about today was not so much about the prevention tips, because those are great and they do prevent a lot of dogs from going missing, but accidents still happen and dogs will still go missing. No matter how many prevention tips are out there, there will be dogs that go missing. And when that happens, we want to be there to help. So the first thing that we would say is don't panic. If your dog went missing from fireworks, stay calm, don't panic, and we will try to walk you through some logical steps to help you get your dog back, things that we have found over the years that work. So dogs lost from stressful situations like fireworks bolt, but they usually don't go very far unless they're being chased. Many times they will just bolt and then hide, and they will remain in hiding for several hours or sometimes even several days, especially if you have a lot of, if it's more neighborhood fireworks as opposed to a public fireworks display that may only be a half hour or 45 minutes long. If it's the kind of fireworks that are being set off intermittently in your neighborhood over the course of, you know, a day or more than a day, your dog may hide all that time. But once they feel safe and things have quieted down, many of these dogs will try to return home or to the area from where they went missing if that wasn't home. So our first suggestion is always to immediately put out your dog's favorite blanket or bed, and even their crate if your dog is used to being in a crate, and also some food and water. With the food, we suggest putting out some smelly food, not just kibble, something like canned cat food or canned dog food or canned tuna, something that's going to have a really enticing odor. And then also something that smells like you, like an article of your dirty clothing, like a sock or a t-shirt, or even your pillowcase, a dirty pillowcase or a dirty sheet from your bed. The next thing you want to do is file a report with us, with our software partner, at www.helpinglostpets.com. And so then once you file that report, you will immediately be able to print flyers and share your dog's flyer via social media links. So make sure you check your email, because you will receive some important information from Helping Lost Pets, and you will need to set up an account with them to be able to file your report. Then we get a copy of that listing to all of our states' organizations, and we will post your dog's listing on our corresponding state Facebook page, and it will also get sent out on our Twitter feed. Then the next thing that you want to do is you want to print those flyers out and distribute them door to door in your neighborhood. Although social media is great and, you know, Facebook is wonderful and we love it, hand delivering flyers is still the number one way that lost dogs are found.
So I'm going to go to the second step. We want to make sure when you're handing out flyers and you're going door to door and you're talking to everyone, make sure that they know not to call, chase, or whistle to your lost dog. You'll let your dog relax. He may very well likely come home on his own when it's quiet. And people need to realize that dogs are very intuitive and they know when they're being pursued. So frantic, worried people will make your dog hyper alert. Also, do not let people congregate in your yard or driveway. Your dog is frightened and will stay in hiding until everything calms down, or even when the dog gets hungry. Timid dogs can be thrown into a panic mode if they feel threatened. Trying to flush a dog out of hiding or chasing a wandering dog can cause them to run blindly into traffic or other hazards. Even an owner calling the frightened dog's name can cause them to turn tail and run. Gently remind people to please not pursue or call your dog, but instead call you with sightings. And I can even relate a personal experience. When I lived in New Hampshire, I had a very friendly beagle, and my beagle escaped. And Sydney was, going down the road. And of course, I was frantic, and I was just screaming Sydney's name. And Sydney just kept on running beyond. I mean, because think about it. Here's this crazed woman chasing after him and yelling. And luckily, my dog did not get hit by a car. But once my husband got home and my husband was calm, Sydney just walked right up to him. So it was a lesson learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that the case?
Yeah.
We just see that so often that people, they don't realize that they think they're calling their dog's name, but it's really the tone of their voice. And when they're in a panic, that's what the dog hears, and they just think it's some crazy person chasing them.
Exactly. So in the early hours and days of the dog go missing, volunteers, friends, and family may want to rush to a sighting location to search. This is almost always a bad idea. Their energy should be used quickly for flying the area, going door to door, and trying to speak to as many people as possible and leaving a flyer in their hands. And what you're going to be doing is telling them, if you see my dog, please call this number immediately and let me know what the dog is doing. Is the dog running down the road? Is its tail up? Or is it just laying in the grass? It's just, you need to give that kind of information to the dog's owner. Searching for a shy, lost dog will chase the dog out of the area and possibly into the path of traffic. Or the dog may go into hiding, reducing sightings and prolonging the search. Your goal is to let the shy dog settle, and without pressure of being pursued, you will have a much better chance of catching him. And also, we ask that you do not congregate noisily in an area to flyer. Let's say you're meeting at the park that he was just last seen at. Don't slam car doors. The dog may be hidden somewhere nearby watching you, and too much activity may frighten him into leaving the area, and you don't want that to happen. So flyers in group for two for safety, but be quiet and calm.
Great advice. So the next thing that we would suggest is that you, and you may be assigning somebody, you may be assigning some of these tasks to some of the people that are able to help you. But the next thing that you should be doing is contact your local animal shelters, animal control stray holding facilities, vet clinics, and police departments to report your dog missing. And you have to remember that, like when I say police departments, well, you may have several police departments in your area. You may have a sheriff's department. You may have a local police department and then more of like a county police department. You just really need to kind of think that through and contact them all. You may have several vet clinics in your area. You may have several different animal control or stray holding facilities in your area. And it's really important that you contact every one of them individually, because they do not cross-communicate. So if you list with the sheriff's department, it does not automatically get that message does not get relayed to the local police department. You have to contact every one of these places individually. If possible, hand deliver them a copy of your flyer so that they can see a picture. Or if that's something that you can assign to somebody, ask somebody, somebody that you trust to do that. So to go around and hand deliver at least one copy of your flyer to each facility. And we actually recommend that you hand deliver two copies of your flyer, one for the front desk and then one to be put in the back where the employees will see it. So one up front for the public and one in the back for the employees. And check those shelters, the animal shelters frequently that do hold stray animals, because in some states and in some municipalities, stray holds are very short. And you certainly don't want to be in the situation where your dog gets adopted out to a new home or unfortunately may be put down within a very short period of time. And when I say short period of time, I mean in a matter of a day, 2 days, 3 days. Some stray holds are very, very short. And you don't want that to happen to you. You also need to contact, if your dog is microchipped, to contact the microchip company right away so that they red flag your dog as being missing. This is important because it prevents somebody from trying to change the microchip into their name. If somebody finds your dog and says, oh, this is a nice dog, I think I want to keep them, and they find out that they're microchipped and then try to change that microchip into their name. And there are some companies that will change a microchip into a new name fairly easily. So especially if they haven't received an alert from you that your dog is missing. So this is a really important step. It will also help alert any shelter or vet clinic that scans your dog that you have reported him missing. So it will help put the pieces of the puzzle together if your dog is microchipped. Next, if you happen to get a sighting and then see your dog, make sure that you handle it correctly. Okay, so you don't, like Susan said, you don't want to go chasing, running after your dog. You want to stay very calm and sit or lay down on the ground. Don't make eye contact with your dog and gently toss out tasty treats to the side or even behind you. Don't directly throw them at your dog because, of course, you don't want to scare them. Your dog may approach for the treat, but may not. So don't get discouraged, because if he's still really in that kind of scared, hypersensitive mode from the fireworks, he may not be hungry enough yet to take a treat. So don't get discouraged about that. If your dog is missing, if this goes on for more than a few days, don't give up. Make sure that you've changed your strategy from searching to luring. So you're trying to think about getting your dog to come back out of hiding and to come back to the place where he feels comfortable. And many dogs do. Once the pressure is off and the dog is allowed to relax, they may come out of hiding in search of food. Ask your family and friends to help you continue to flyer until you get a sighting. And then you can begin to implement a plan to catch him safely. We're not going to go into much more of that now because that's a very long and complicated topic. And we did not want to, we want to make this podcast short, but we want to remind you that we have just a lot of information on our website, lostdogsofamerica.org, which includes more tips and articles to help you find and capture your dog safely.
I'm just going to cover a couple of things not to do. Don't offer reward. Rewards encourage people to chase an already scared lost dog. And there's a lot of people who want that reward, or they want to be heroes. And what happens is that it will make this lost dog bolt into traffic or cause them to leave the flyer area. So you do not want to have them leave that area. And then it also increases the pressure on a scared dog and might drive him further away. And also, do not get scammed by fee-based services. Really do your research. Check out their Facebook page. A lot of them have people putting down their opinions, or they rate them, or check Better Business Bureau or Yelp. You know, do your research. Some of them will take your credit card number and begin to charge you if you do not opt out. We are Lost Dogs of America, and all the states that are involved are an entirely free service run by volunteers around the state, and we can help you spread the word about your missing pet more effectively than boosting a post. And also, there are actual humans behind those computers. Many of the states, we have people that are contacting the owners of lost pets and finders of dogs that are lost.
So true. I mean, and I've even heard now that some of the services are making it extremely difficult for people to opt out. And so their credit card is being charged. They're trying to figure out how to opt out, how to stop the charges, and they're still being charged. You know, the fees continue to pile up. So just be really, like Susan said, be really, really careful. There are people out there that are willing to prey on people at this really stressful time when they've lost their pet. And that is, it's just very sad, but true. You have to be sure you do your homework. So again, we just want to remind you that 4th of July is coming up. Fireworks scare a lot of dogs, and a lot of dogs go missing, and they overcrowd our nation's animal shelters. And we are here to help try to prevent that from happening and to try to safely reunite as many pets as possible with their families. So make sure that you check out our website for tips and articles, or you can even email us if you have questions. Our email address is lostdogsofamerica@gmail.com. This is Kathy Poblosky reminding you to never give up. Lost dogs have been recovered weeks, months, and even years after they went missing.
This is Susan Taney reminding you that not all stray dogs are homeless. Remember to always assume that a dog you find has an owner somewhere looking for them. Don't give up, don't lose hope, and don't stop trying to find your lost dog. And you can visit, again, you can visit our website, which is lostdogsofamerica.org, for more tips to help you find your missing pets, and visit our Facebook page, Lost Dogs of America.
Thanks for listening.